You're listening to K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. We now take you downtown to Bartlesville at the Tower Center at Unity Square for our National Day of Prayer.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome you to the National Day of Prayer. We have a little bit of an overcast day, but a nice day here in Bartlesville. It looks like we have avoided the rain, so that's great. My name is Rod McElvain, and I have the privilege of serving as the senior pastor of Grace Community Church. We're gathered here this afternoon to intercede for our city, our state, and our nation. And after all that we've gone through these past 8 weeks, it is great to be in a country where we can freely associate for prayer. Now, before I open us in prayer, I want to explain a few things about what to expect over the next 60 minutes. Even though our city is beginning to open up, we're asking people to joining us to stay in their cars and listen over K1, KWN AM 1400 or FM 93.3. If you have your smartphone, you might be able to join us over the KWN TV or the Facebook page. If you want an agenda for today's prayer, we encourage you to visit BartlesvilleRadio.com. You can click on the Pray for Our City banner, and you'll find an agenda as well as a prayer list for our city, state, and national leaders. We would encourage you to take advantage of that prayer list. It is really helpful to be able to pray for our leaders by name, and that list has all of those names. Since some of you probably are not able to log on, let me give you a brief overview of our agenda. In just a moment, Congressman Kevin Hearn's District Director Robert Airy will come and pray for our government. Sharon Reese will pray for our military. Then Pastor Wayman Wright will come and pray for the families. Pastor Joe Cola will come and pray for our churches. Dr. Jim Dunn of Oklahoma Wesleyan University will pray for education. Pastor Ed Gordon will pray for business and media. Connie McRae will pray for the health care in our community. Pastor Connie McRae will. And Daryl Wooten, pastor of Spirit Church, will close us in prayer. So that's where we're headed. You know, Jeremiah 29, verse 7 says, "Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare." So I want to begin this afternoon by praying for the welfare of our city with a sense of hope for what's to come. Father, we want to thank you for the country in which we live. If we could pick any time in history to live, we'd choose now. And if we could pick any place on earth to live, we'd pick here. We are blessed to live in this great country in the year 2020. We want to thank you for our freedoms. We want to thank you for the resilient spirit of our country and our city in the face of trouble. We specifically thank you for our city. We thank you that our city enjoys influence around the world that is disproportionate to our size. Here we are, a mid-sized city, and yet our influence reaches into surprising places around the world. Father, we pray for the welfare of our city, especially now. We ask, Lord, that you would heal people in our city who are sick. We pray that you would provide your supernatural protection over citizens medically, asking that you would specifically limit the spread of the virus. We pray that you would store our city financially so that we are a city who is strong with a robust economy, enjoying full employment. We pray, Father, this not so that we would be comfortable and apathetic. We pray this, Lord, so that we might be people who love you heart, soul, mind, and strength. People who love our neighbor as ourselves, people who are anxious to advance your kingdom. We commit this great city to you, and we invite your presence here this afternoon as we continue to pray more specifically for our community. We love you. We thank you for those gathered with us in prayer this afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please join me as we pray for our government. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today. We pray for every leader and every member of our state, federal, and local governments. Lord, we know that in your word it says that there is no authority on earth except that which comes from you. Today, first and foremost, we recognize your supreme authority over every action that our government takes and every leader within our government. We recognize that authority, and we ask you to put your hand on our nation during this time. We ask you, Lord, first now to cover each and every individual on the front lines of fighting the coronavirus. Every first responder, every healthcare official, every member of the government who's tasked with fighting this national and global war on the coronavirus, we ask you, Lord, to protect them, give them strength, and also to give them wisdom for the days ahead. We ask you, Lord, to help our nation win this war, and then to help our country begin this slow but needed process of healing and rebuilding. We thank you, Lord, that you will bless our nation as we turn our eyes to you, and that you will empower the American spirit to once again bring us out of this current and present situation to be a beacon of hope in even our darkest hour. Lord, we pray for our president. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to guide his steps today, to give him wisdom in his decisions, to give him the words that you would have him speak to comfort the American people, and to provide everyone in his cabinet with the wisdom to give him wise counsel. We pray for the vice president and the executive branch. We ask you, Lord, that you would guide their steps. You would give them foresight to understand and discern the impacts that their decisions might make on the members of our nation during this time. Give them wisdom and guidance in the days ahead. We thank you, Lord, and for our governor and our lieutenant governor and every individual of the state cabinet and administrative branch. We ask you to give them wisdom in allocating the resources necessary over the coming days, not only to fight this virus, but to lead our state in this recovery. We pray for our state legislative branch. We pray for every member of the House and Senate to lead them, to guide them over the coming days, to allocate the resources properly, and to come together to provide the leadership that our state needs at this time. We pray for every local, every city, county, and tribal government, from the panhandle to the foothills of the Ozarks, Lord, we pray that you will lead them in this time, that you will guide them, you'll give them compassion to help those who are hurting, you'll give them wisdom and the foresight to put our government on sure footing for future generations. Lord, we thank you for all these things. And we thank you, Lord, that above all else, we recognize you. And we ask that our state and nation would not only be looked as a place where government takes the actions necessary in these times, but also as a people who during the darkest hours turns our face toward you. And we ask you that not only in these times we recognize our need for you, but when the good times return, when the light shines bright on our country once again, that we know every good gift comes from you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Lord, we pray for our military that's out there in the middle of any of the oceans, Lord. We pray for our POTUS. We pray for the Department of Defense, Lord, and even the seamen that's on the carriers, Lord. We pray for the admirals, Lord, and also the PFCs that's out there in the field that's just protecting the United States, Lord, our nation and our borders and our seas, Lord. We know that all things are possible with you, Lord. Just continue to cover everyone that's out there protecting the United States, Lord, from the invisible enemy, also from the enemies that they see, Lord. We know that because of you, all things are possible, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for giving us this day right here to pray in your name as one nation, Lord. The day of prayer that has been placed upon us, Lord, we just want you to know because of you, we are here from the inheritance that you have blessed us with, Lord. Just continue to cover us as we fight, once again, the invisible enemy and also those enemies that we do see, Lord. With prayer, all things are possible. So when we go up in prayer, Lord, and you pour out the blessings on our world, on our military, just continue to bless them and pray that they are mentally prepared, spiritually prepared, emotionally prepared to do the job that you have placed up on them, Lord. Just continue to cover each one from the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, Lord. From the lowest person, the E1, all the way up to the one that's in charge in the change of command, Lord. Just cover them and ensure that they're on one page and on one accord in your name to protect the country as they have been placed up on to do, Lord. They are our first line responders, Lord, that is protecting us across our borders, across our nation, across our seas, Lord. Just ensure that they are financially stable, they are mentally stable in their homes, at their bases, in their churches, and the ones that they're also hand in hand with, whether on the carriers, on the submarines, in the trenches. Lord, just continue to hold them hand by hand, each one that is out there protecting us, Lord. Continue to cover our military as they stand in the forefront for everyone, Lord. We know that you have everyone covered. Please place that barrier of angels around each one of them, Lord, that sometime might think that they're there by themselves, Lord. We know that all things, everything is perfect because you said that things will be perfect, Lord. You said that if we all come together in your name, you'll continue to cover us, Lord, and place your barrier of angels around us, Lord. So at this time, please continue to hold each one of us close in your bosom as we pass on the days. In Jesus Christ's name, thank you.
Heavenly Father, I thank you today for your Holy Spirit and his ability to expose lies and exalt the truth. We pray for the families, and we pray for men that you would deal with their hearts to draw them close to you to be men of God. That their main concern would be that they would be found pleasing in your sight and not be concerned about what other men might think, but be very concerned about what you think. That as men who are godly men, they would find and have godly wives. We pray for the families today because the enemy has begun to speak to every member of the family with lies of destruction. Our families are under attack, and we see this because so many of the children today have not had godly parents to love them and encourage them and teach them about you. Therefore, they have a hard time having a open relationship with a loving God. We pray that your anointing would be upon the moms and the dads to encourage their children to know you and have an open relationship with you. And that the children would have great respect for their parents and the authorities over them. Father, we pray that you would destroy the attacks on the families today and establish godly relationships between you and them. Jesus, restore peace, love, and joy. Holy Spirit, you can talk to every heart. So we ask you to go and do that. When the words of a man cannot change their heart, you can. Guide the lost, the divorced, the separated, and those feeling that they are alone. Help them to know you, Jesus, for you have promised that you would never leave us alone. To know the fullness of God's love for them and find you, God Almighty, to be true. We know that your anointing goes from these days of prayer out to those that need you. We're praying for those that know you, and we're praying for those that don't. Holy Spirit, draw us in this time to be closer to you. The revelation of what God has done to save us, change us, and make us holy families in this earth. Bless the families in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
I am Joe Kolaw, pastor of First Wesleyan Church. I will be praying for the church. Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, you are the very breath of life. You are the redeemer. You are the judge of all. You are the founder of the church. We worship you. Your son Jesus Christ said that he would build the church and the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. We claim that truth. Satan and all his cohorts and schemes will not and cannot prevail against your church. However, the church is sitting on the battleground of good and evil. Satan is working to deceive and destroy the church, church leaders, and the people of your church. And Satan wants to destroy the impact of your church. We pray for your church, the church, today. While we claim the truth Jesus spoke, we, the church, must represent. We must represent you and your values, your truth. But we have failed you. We repent. You made it clear in the writings of John the Revelator, your church struggles because she has lost her first love, you. We love the approval of man and society. We love traditions and systems and programs all more than we really love you. We repent. Please forgive us. We in the church try hard to look alive. We may even have some reputation of being alive, but we are not alive. We are dead. We have lost the power of God and the presence of God in the whole of the church, yet we pretend to be alive. We say we pray, but we pray very little. You know our deeds. We have religious formality, but we do not have the powerful presence of Almighty God or the miraculous, powerful move of the Holy Spirit of God among us. We repent. Please forgive us. Please strengthen what remains who still believe in the mighty power of God, moving in your church and among your people to impact your world. Heavenly Father, we are neither cold or hot. We're lukewarm, and you disapprove. In fact, the scripture says you will spit out the lukewarm church. We repent. Please set us on fire for you and help us to burn hot with a passion to accomplish your purpose and plan in this world. You taught us to pray, thy will be done, but it seems that we rarely do your will. Help us to be a church that really participates in doing the very things you did. You said the church would do powerful and miraculous things. Please help your church to be the church that does the powerful and the miraculous. Father, your son Jesus, when he was here on earth, prayed for us today. He prayed for us to be united in him, united as one before him and the world. However, the unbelieving world sees dozens and even hundreds of churches and notices that most of us do not have anything to do with each other. In many cases, we don't get along. We repent of our self-righteous disunity. Please unite us together under one purpose to lift up the name of Jesus Christ as the only Son of God and the only way of salvation as declared in your holy word. Help us to see each other as partners in the mission to love God, love others, and help everyone come to know and love God. When Jesus prayed for us, the church, today, he asked us to be in complete unity so that the world will know that you sent Jesus and know that the church loves the world. Unity is a powerful evangelism tool, and we are more interested in our little holy huddle than we are in the real mission of God. We repent. Please forgive us. Hold us to be unitedly and unswervingly to the essentials of biblical truth and to be extraordinarily gracious in the practice of our preferences. Please strengthen your church in its mission. Restore your church to its burning hot passion to share the sin-forgiving, saving hope of Jesus Christ. Help us to work together to care for the least, the lost, the last, and the lonely. Father God, you appeared to Solomon, the son of King David, and spoke a commanding call to repentance. You declared to God's people, which might be compared to the church today, you declared, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. We humble ourselves today. We have sinned. We, the church, repent. Please forgive us and strengthen us to put you first. Honor and obey your holy word. Burn with hot passion for Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of the world, and be a united church so that we may be a people of impact in a world that needs to know Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We repent. We plead with you. Send a revival into your church that we may impact your world. To God be the glory. Amen.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you on this National Day of Prayer that we can quiet ourselves, humble ourselves, and bring to you every request, every personal need. In this moment, we lift to you education. We lift our schools to you. We lift our teachers to you. We lift students to you. Whatever the setting, whatever the level of education, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will help us first and foremost to realize that it is you, Lord, who gives wisdom. It is you, Lord, who gives knowledge and understanding. And we pray that all campuses and all locations, all of our schools, all of our homes, will be places that are filled with your glory. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and that we pray that every student and every educator, whether professional or someone who is educating someone even living in other places, that you will help us all to realize that we are lifelong learners and that we are all examples and all teachers, and that we would live in reverence and relationship with you. We pray for our campuses that they would be safe places to learn. We pray for curriculum and those elements of education, that in every classroom they will be true and beneficial to the spiritual as well as the intellectual growth of students who are becoming whole persons in your sight. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to help our educators and our students to be bold in their faith for you, that they will represent you in groups of prayer, and that they will take the initiative and begin in Bible studies and continue in their witness for you at every level. We ask, Lord, for your blessing on this National Teacher Appreciation Week. We praise you and thank you for godly educators. We thank you for the schools of our surroundings here and even the outlying areas of our community. Thank you for the elementary schools and preschools. We thank you for the middle schools and the teachers that are represented, the administrators, the persons who lead and influence so many lives, our high schools and our colleges and universities. Lord, we pray your blessing on each of them. In the middle of this pandemic, in the middle of this place of separation, Lord, we pray that you will help us to be drawn closer to you and that we will take the tools that you have allowed us to enjoy and be able to continue to educate minds, that you will continue to transform hearts, and that you will continue to help us to seek the truth in all things, and that we would go to you when we need your wisdom. And Lord, we confess today that we need your wisdom most of all. We need your direction. We pray, Lord, that you will give godly influences to our students, our children, and that you will help our children even as they graduate this month, even some of them this weekend, that you will send them into this culture to be a witness, a light that is shining bright for the cause of Jesus Christ. In all things, as we seek your face and ask you to give us great guidance in developing heads and hearts and hands and habits, Lord, would you help us to echo the words of the Apostle Paul to this young servant and leader named Timothy, that we would train ourselves to be godly, that physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves all full acceptance. And that is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and especially for those who believe. Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. And until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which has given you through the prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. May we be diligent in these matters, Lord. May we give ourselves wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. And may the kingdom of Jesus Christ progress as we learn more about you and we learn more about all of the great riches of knowledge and truth that you have for us. We pray that you will bless our education system. We pray that you will bless our educators. We pray that you will bless our parents and our students. And we ask them this in the name of Jesus Christ, the master teacher of all. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Dunn. I'd like to take an indulgence for just a moment. We're trying to limit our time to 5 minutes per individual who's praying. But events like this don't just happen. There has to be a lot of planning, meeting together, telephone calls, especially when we can't meet publicly or in groups. And the two individuals that have pulled this event together, Debbie Cook and Dory Potter, they're the ones who contacted us and organized us, kind of like herding cats, to participate in the National Day of Prayer. And here we are, gathered together with cities across the country, places, rural, across the country, who are doing the same exact same thing that we are. And then to Kevin Potter and Evan Farbach is down here running the table. Thank you for the media that's here. KWON Radio, this is where it's being broadcast on. And I want to thank you for being here and being making yourselves available to be used of our Father. Join me together. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And as a people, Father, we humbly acknowledge that it is you, it is in you that we live and move and have our existence. You are the great creator, giver, and sustainer of all life. You're the original source of media, business, industry. For your word says that in the beginning, that you worked 6 days, rested on the seventh, and in those 6 days, you were creative, you built, you were industrious. And Father, you continue that work today through us as your creation. Those of us as humans who are made in your image, we're made body, mind, and spirit. You placed within us the desire to be creative, to be industrious, to learn, to grow, to subdue all things. Father, you also placed within each of us the knowledge of and about you, that it's, Paul tells us, that it's written upon the fleshly tables of our hearts. For we were designed by you to be guided by you, not by any instinct, but to be directed by you, to be submitted to you through the work of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In love you gave yourself for us, for your word says, for God so loved the world that he gave. Love is your character. Love is your motivation. And I pray, Father, that love would become our motivation. For your word says that all things work together for good to them that love you. Father, calls us, as others have prayed before me, that we would turn our hearts to you and from sin. Father, that love would be the greater good, and that greater good is to build us into the image of your Son. Now, Father, I pray that we would submit to the principles of love, not greed, not lust, that love would become our focus, for we have absolutely nothing to fear from perfect love, your love expressed through us toward one another. Father, I pray for those who lead in industry, for those who lead in the media, in the various kinds of media, print or film or electronic media. Father, you have encouraged us to be creative, and we have set ourselves to build these things. And may our motivation to succeed not be greed, but love for one another. Love for one another should be our motive, Father. Father, we seek you. You said in your word that perilous times would come. Father, they're here. They're not coming. They're already here. We're living in perilous times. Father, in these perilous times, lead us to turn away from our wicked way as individuals, as families, as a city, as a state, and as a nation. Father, I pray that you would work in us and that we would find forgiveness of sins, and through your forgiveness of sins, that we turn from our sin and self, that you would heal our land. Father, it seems our world is coming apart. And I sense, as I listen to these others, Father, we sense that you're trying to get our attention. Why? Why, Father? To remind us of our collective responsibility toward you, primarily, and by extension to each other, your creation. Father, calls us to wake up. Lead us to return to you. And through the work of your Son in his death, burial, and resurrection, we find your amazing grace and your amazing forgiveness. And we pray this through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our sovereign King and Lord. Amen.
My name is Connie McCray, and I pastor New Life Pentecostal Holiness Church. It's my honor and privilege to pray over our community and our healthcare workers. Father, I come boldly before the throne of grace today to thank you for our community and every healthcare worker here. I ask, Father, that you touch our community through your grace. Ask, Lord, that you cause us to rise up and conquer in the midst of this pandemic. I thank you, Father, that we were founded upon your word, and Father, your word will prevail. Father, your word says that there is no weapon formed against us that shall prosper. And Lord, as we walk through this pandemic, we know that, Father, your hand is mighty to save. And so, Lord, we give you the glory. We ask, Father, that your presence be made known in Bartlesville. Father, I repent on behalf, Father, of anything that is displeasing to you that we have done. And we ask, Lord, that you restore our community
Lord, that you bring revival to our community and that you cause us, Lord God, to be the people that you've called us to be. And Father, now I ask, Lord, that you touch every worker, Lord, that is on the front lines. Father, even our governor, our city officials, Father, protect them and keep them. Give them wisdom, give them strength. Lord, every healthcare worker, every nurse, every doctor, every aide, Father, I ask that you just surround them with your protection. And Father, I ask, Lord, that you keep them from every illness and every disease. Father, I pray that you would cause them, Lord, to be very courageous. But Lord, even in the midst of the situations that they cannot understand or they cannot comprehend, let them know that they are not alone, that you're right there beside them. Lord, give them encouragement as they help those that are hurting. Lord, help them to be there for those that are dying, that has no one there with them. Lord, help them to emotionally process this as well as be a strength to those that cannot help themselves. And Father, at the end of the day, I pray, Lord, that you would help them to release that emotional stress. Lord, to be able to lay it down and give it to you, Father God, that every anxiety, every fear of even bringing this home to their family. I pray, Father, that your angels will encamp around about them and keep them safe and their families safe from all harm. We pray and ask, Father God, that you strengthen them mind and body and in spirit. Lord, and just help them every moment of every day. And Father, we ask that your blessings would rest upon them. And Father, we ask that everything will be done to your glory. Father, your word says about Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so, Father, for my community, I stand and I say, as for us and our community, we will serve the Lord. We will rise up, Father, to be the people that you have proclaimed us to be. Thank you for your blessings upon Bartlesville, Dewey, and the surrounding areas. Thank you for your blessings upon our officials and upon every healthcare worker. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Connie. My name is Daryl Wooten, pastor at Spirit Church, and I'm honored to lead us in a concluding prayer today. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. And we have heard effective prayers of righteous leaders in our community. Lord, we thank you, Lord, as they have prayed 2 Chronicles 7:14 over us, we claim it that if we who are your people, call by your name, humble ourselves and pray and seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, then we will hear from heaven. Then you will forgive our sins and you will heal our land. Lord, we repent. Lord, we repent from worshiping at the altar of finance, for we've discovered that economies can collapse seemingly overnight. Lord, we repent from worshiping at athletic stardom. Lord, for we have learned that arenas can collapse and close almost overnight. Lord, forgive us for worshiping at celebrity altars, for we've learned that theaters can close overnight. But if we worship you, the one true God, you are the same yesterday and today and forever, and you never leave us and forsake us. So let righteousness exalt our city, our state, and our nation. Let righteousness come and heal this evil pandemic of COVID-19. But let righteousness also heal the evil pandemics of anger, the evil pandemics of addiction, the evil pandemics of racism and domestic abuse. Lord, I pray that you would bring righteousness to a place that we've never known. And Lord, our community would be ready for your soon return. In Jesus' name, we lift up all these prayers. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today here live via the radio waves. Thank you, Dori Potter and Deb Cook and their teams for leading us. Thank you, local pastors, for joining in and all those that have participated. We pray God will bless you, God will bless Bartlesville, God will bless Oklahoma, and God will bless the United States of America.
You've been listening to our National Day of Prayer, and you're hearing the response from the automobiles as we were practicing safe distancing or physical distancing, because we did this today at the Tower Center Unity Square in a drive-up style. We want to thank all of our local pastors and lay leaders for being a part of our National Day of Prayer right here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. You can catch the archived edition of this on Facebook Live, also on K1TV.com, and we will be posting this audio only on demand. Also, we'll place this under our community connection because our National Day of Prayer does indeed serve all our communities.